George Mason was the most respected founder in his own time, but virtually invisible in our time. Joseph J. Ellis, Founding Brothers, The Revolutionary Generation, 2002. Reputation, what they sometimes called character, had been paramount in the minds of the founders from the earliest phases of the revolution. A man's actions would now determine his reputation. Character was performative for outward consumption. Lori Glover, Founders as Fathers, 2014. America was woven together by three pieces of political paper: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. George Mason had a decisive role in shaping all three documents. Mason, one of the ablest constitutionalists of all time, left an indelible footprint on the founding of our nation. Mason was the dean of the intellectual rebels in Virginia, as historian Robert Rutland has observed. The directness, the scholarly validity of his arguments belied the fact that he was not a lawyer. Logic born of a love affair with the classics gripped his mind when confusion seized others. Demagoguery was his chief irritant, integrity his palliative. The creation of the American experiment is Mason's true enduring legacy, but his contribution has been obscured by the accidents of history and his self-effacing character. Mason's creative capacity lies buried in the inner folds of the man's personality, beyond the reach of traditional biographical methods of discernment. Mason's role in the Revolution and the Founding has been buried in almost 2.5 centuries of public oblivion. It is time Mason was rescued from this historical abyss as one of the least known of America's founding patriots. The sum of Mason's writings is an astonishing accomplishment. Yet in each instance, Mason's individual work was absorbed by a political coalition, and his name lost to public fame. Anonymity, however, was more than a historical byproduct of the character of his work. It was also a matter of preference for Mason. His advice to his sons, to prefer the happiness and independence in a private station to the troubles and vexations of a public business, was advice he himself followed. His contemporaries' efforts to elect him to office were met with persistent refusals. George Mason, it has been said, was a thinker and advisor rather than a publicist. The chronological terrain over which Mason's story moves is highly contested ground. My task is to attempt a meticulous personal and professional recovery of George Mason, a man whose enormous political and intellectual capacities were crucial to the founding of the American Republic. This book is not a free fall into Mason idolatry. It is a broad portrait of Mason and of the world in which he lived. While not scanting his vibrant intellectual life, I have also collected anecdotes that bring this brilliant man to life. The resulting account of Mason's life and work will, I hope, offer an interpretation fresh and surprising even to those best versed in the literature of the Revolutionary period. The political and personal sides of Mason's story, blended together, lead to an inevitable conclusion. George Mason deserves careful and renewed focus. Every fact bearing upon the character and service of Mason, whose visionary mental gifts helped create a form of government that is a model for the world, should receive warm appreciation from anyone who cares about individual freedoms. Mason's understanding of liberty is at the heart of America. His philosophy of the citizens' authority and control over their government is the basis for our self-rule. Quite simply, given the influence of Mason's political writings, his name should be more known. Mason should be on the same level with Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and Alexander Hamilton. Mason's pragmatic mind minted constitutional principles and infused them with expansive life, turning abstract theory into living realities.